My name is LaMarcus. I'm a digital nomad from the USA. I've been traveling full-time as a nomad for the past year, traveling around Europe. My background is in information technology. I have degrees in software development and general information technology, and currently working on completing a master's degree in cybersecurity. When I originally left high school and moved into my college years, I originally assumed that I wanted to be a nurse. And so all of my focus was geared towards nursing. So nothing but science courses. And while in my freshman year of university, I also started attending night classes to get certified as a nursing assistant. Once I started my career as a nursing assistant, though, I took a bit of a break from university. And I realized that I honestly wasn't as passionate about nursing as I thought I would. While I excelled at the career, it wasn't fulfilling. I didn't actually like my job, and I wanted something with more security, more financial rewards. And I also wanted to feel challenged in my everyday life. And so I decided to return to school, and I finished my first degree, which is my associate's in IT. Because I realized how much I love computers, but I also love solving puzzles. And that's the reward that I get from working in IT. When I first got out, I was trying to decide what I was going to do with my life, where I was going to get a job. And surprisingly enough, the offers started rolling in. And so I'm traveling around the States, going to these different interviews. One of the biggest things I will never forget, the most thing I was most excited about was the offer to work for the space program. I was so excited for that, but the funding got killed. With my current organization, I was originally hired as a software development project manager, brought on to lead all internal development and any client-directed development work. I think what is most appealing about this, the idea of being a digital nomad, is that I get to do or enjoy two things that I enjoy most in life: technology, solving puzzles, and then also traveling. I wanted to be able to do my job, make great money, but I also wanted to see the world. And so I wanted to give it a try. So I started out doing short month-long trips, and then I eventually led up to doing, you know, 2 or 3 month-long trips just to test the waters to see what it would be like if I would be able to accommodate my work schedule. Being that I work for a U.S.-based company, I need to accommodate that the New York time zone. When I first went to Asia, having to work in the middle of the night was a true test for me because I thought I would honestly fail. I didn't think I would be able to stay up in the middle of the night, get my job done, and be up first thing in the morning to explore Shanghai and Hong Kong. But I did it, and I loved it. And so I continued to push the boundaries, and next trip I went on, I went to Japan. I wanted to see Kyoto and Tokyo, but I didn't want to miss out on it because I had to work or any other type of professional engagements. And I ended up working for an organization that was very understanding to my lifestyle. And being that we are a completely distributed team, so nobody works in a brick and mortar building, it was perfect. Last year, around the summer, I think it was in July, I decided to make the full move and go full-time digital nomad. No permanent places to stay. So I pretty much live in hotels, Airbnbs for a month to 2 months at a time, getting to visit all the cities I've ever wanted to without having to worry about putting in for vacation time. My end goal with being a digital nomad is to eventually find my own home, to find my community, to find the space where I feel like I belong and where I want to stay, and I can be happy both professionally and personally.